Hey, welcome to the 52nd episode of the Screw Being Unhappy podcast. I am Zuzana, and today I want to talk about how to show up in December and early January in our best possible selves. If you are anything like me, December and Christmas period can be stressful, mostly because of the family and how crazy everybody can be. And what I have discovered for myself in the past few years with the blessing of living abroad and unfortunately not being able to spend family with my parents and my extended family is that I can be really intentional about it and choose how I want to show up in December. We all have this choice and we can choose if we want to spend December overeaten, sluggish, forgetting about our consistent habits we worked on so hard during the year, or if we want to show up full of energy, excited, and proud of ourselves that while we are enjoying wonderful Christmas, wonderful festive period, we are still sticking to being our best possible self. So in this episode, I want to talk briefly about three things. One is setting intention for December and perhaps the beginning of January so you can show up in your best possible self. Two, reflecting on the year that passed, because I believe that's so helpful for us to look back and realize what we have done this year, because normally we forget it the moment we do it. And the third thing, I want to talk a bit about planning and how to approach what you want to achieve next year. And I'm going to do it in a way sharing a bit from myself, how I have done it, how am I doing it, because I am doing this, what I'm talking to you about right now. As I was growing up, Christmas period was usually very stressful. Instead of the calmness and festive season, it was all about cleaning, getting gifts, making everybody happy, and it ended up being quite stressful. And of course, we loved Christmas, especially when we were smaller. But as we were growing bigger, it was stressful. For the past few years, I have realized that I actually love using December as my reflection / planning period while enjoying the festive mood. And that's something that has been really working well with me, setting the intention, how I want to show up in December. As I said earlier, do you want to stick to your habits and feel at your best? Or do you want to meet the new year feeling heavy, feeling lack of energy, and be quickly wondering, what is my new year resolution? What habits I need to work on? Why not to kick off 2025 with the best December and great start of January? So the first thing is, if you have a few minutes now, as you are listening, feel free to pause me for a bit and just think about how you want to feel this December. I have done this exercise yesterday and my three feelings, how I want to spend this coming month or this month since you are listening in December, is relaxed, focused, and festive. This is your first step. Think about how you want to feel. And I would say stick to one, two, or three feelings to make it really focused. Once you have the feelings, ask yourself, what is going to make me feel relaxed? What is going to make me feel focused? What is going to make me feel festive? In my case, and I'm sharing this just an example, of course, yours will be different, but I just want you to see how this may look like. So what I'm doing to feel relaxed is to keep my daily exercise, which I have been consistent from January 2024, and I'm so proud of that because it's first time in my life. I am really consistent with that. I want to have coffee chats with people. I want to catch up. I want to focus on improving and making my coaching even greater through reading coaching books. And that's something I love. So that's why it's going to make me feel relaxed. And I want to find time for my flowers and play dates and coffees with friends. This is for relaxed. I also want to feel focused. So what I'm going to do is I am going to aim for 1 or 2 hours a day dedicated to yearly reflection and planning. And that's the main work I'm going to do in December. And of course, I will be coaching my amazing clients and I will stick to my routine of starting and closing the day. So in the morning, I look at my plan, I see what I want to do, I write down what I'm looking forward, and in the end of the day, I write what I was grateful for, what I have done. So these things are going to keep me focused. And then it's December, it's Christmas, I wanted to feel festive. I want to do one Christmas activity a day with my son to have this feeling we are heading to for Christmas, for New Year's. And for us, it has extra layer of festivities because it's also our wedding anniversary and birthday of my son. So it's super celebratory months. I really want to be present with my son. And when I am not working, I want to be fully present with him. I want to have also extra time for myself, and that can include reading or going for a run. Saying yes to this thing means also saying no to other things. Specifically, I want to say no to checking stuff. So I have divided December into two periods. Half mode, that's the 1st to 12th December, and then full mode, it's 13th December to 5th January. So when it comes to checking stuff, in the full mode, I want to check the phone just once a day. I don't want to be sending photos immediately once I take them because it takes the attention away. And if I feel like it, I can share my thoughts on LinkedIn. I also want to avoid sitting in the computer, pretending I'm working when my tasks for the days are done. And because I think I told you this, I resisted for years to Netflix and I got it recently. And I know if I start watching series, it's difficult to stop. So my intention for December is that I will watch only movies, no series. So this is how I want to spend December. And why am I doing it? It's making me happier. It makes me intentional about what I want to do. So how do you want to spend December? And of course, I always love hearing from you. So feel free to let me know. Send me a message on LinkedIn or reach out through email and let me know what are your intentions for December. Let's move on to the second item for today, and that's reflection on the year. I said earlier, often the day-to-day life is so busy and we tend to forget what we have done. Often when we would be chatting and I would ask you, hey, where are the highlights of your years? If we were to sit together for coffee, me and you, and I ask you, where are the highlights of your year? Would you have the answer ready? That's why we are doing this reflection, is really to get back to these moments we are proud of and realize I have actually done good stuff this year. Or maybe realize this year was not that great if I look back at it. And that will make us think, how can I make 2025 better? What I'm going to do this year, it's a new thing I'm trying and I will let you know how is it going, is that I want to create a visual for my 2024 highlights. For every month, I want to put a photo or a graphic that highlights the month's achievement. So I'm really excited about doing it. And what gave me this idea is that you probably know I love flowers and I have a ton of flowers. And I feel there are not so many flowers flowering. And the other day, what I have done, I went around the garden. I took photos of all the flowers and I put it in one graphic together. And seeing it together, I was like, oh my gosh, I have so many flowers and it was so colorful and so beautiful. And this gave me the idea to do this for the highlights of the year. Because often we are not so aware, we don't put the emphasis of reminding ourselves what we have done. And I feel we really need to be proud of ourselves. We need to pat ourselves on the back and say, well done. Like, you have actually done lots of things this year. So that's one part, reflecting on what we have done, what we are proud of. The second part of the reflection is what could have been better, what I want to do differently next year, what I want to stop doing, for example. So that gives us the reflection, feeds into the planning for the next year. And that takes me to the third part of this podcast today, and that's the planning. I spoke about my 5 steps in planning in previous podcast episodes, and I will link it for you in the show notes. But just very quickly, if you are completely new in planning, start with your bigger vision in 5 or 10 years. Allow yourself to dream what would be so amazing to have in your life. And then this is our Northern Star. This is where we are going. And of course, it may seem crazy. It may seem unrealistic, but that's where you want to go. And I feel nobody should stop you from trying. I'm doing that for myself as well. I have my 2028 vision. It's 4 years from now because I have done it last year. And I am heading there. Even if it seems still far, I know I am one step closer. So this is our Northern Star that guides the planning. And we cut it down then to the year, what we want to achieve by the end of next year. If I met you for the coffee again in 1 year time, I would be like, so what have you achieved this year? So what is it? Take time to spend on these steps. What you want in the long term, what you want by the end of 2025, and then narrow it down to actionable time frames. I love doing quarters, 3 months at a time, because that gives me time, but also enough detail and clarity. As I said, I will put the episode I talk about this in more detail in the show notes. So check it out, listen to it with your journal and start working on it. Few tips when it comes to planning. This is not one-off thing. For the planning and reflection, we really need to reflect on it. I mean, not surprising, right? It's in the word. We need to reflect on it. And that means to have a couple of sessions. Usually my planning, when it comes to quarterly planning, I do it in 3 to 4 sittings. Each of the sittings can take from 1 to 2 or even 3 hours sometimes. It's not 1 hour thing when you sit and write it down, everything, and you're done. Often we need to think about stuff, wonder like what we want, how to go about it. And we want to be realistic, right? We want to be realistic, yet on the other hand, challenging and exciting. If you shared your plan with me over that coffee we are imaginarily having, are you excited? If you tell me about what's your plan for the first 3 months of 2025, do you get excited? The next tip when it comes to your planning and then executing the things you want to do is like, ask yourself, who can support me? How do I create accountability? We don't get extra points for doing it alone. And I know if I got $1 for every time I say this, I would be a millionaire by now, but I feel it's so true. We don't have to do this alone. Find people around you who are having similar great goals as you. Find people who can support you. Find a coach. Find the support network you need, because nobody has done great things alone. And really make it really exciting, because the goal is here to achieve your personal and business goals. And if we want to live life that is fulfilling, both on personal and professional level, I believe we want to have fun in it. We want to love doing what we are doing, be it personal or business life. I feel I will rest it here. Just to sum it up, like we have talked about how you want to show up in December and early January and setting intention for it. We talk about the importance of the reflection and then planning. I always talk about how important action is. I hope that you are not only listening to this, I hope you are actually thinking about these things. You know, I am big on action. So let me leave the end of this episode with some action. Set the intention for December and early January. How do you want to show up? Do the reflection of your year and start planning your 2025. In this way, when comes 1st January, you will be different from the crowds of people who will be just waking up from drinking at New Year's or overeating the entire month of December, doing nothing, not exercising. You will be on the top of your game ready to kick off December. Doing this preparation will really make a difference. And we are in this together. Everything I'm talking about here, I am doing it for myself. And that takes me to the announcement because I am doing a lot of reflection and lots of planning this year. I started in November. And with this, I feel I need a bit of time off the podcast. And I feel I have not finalized yet, but I believe I might take a break during the first quarter of 2025. And how beautiful this is, episode 52, that marks the amount of the weeks in a year. So I have done 52 episodes over the period of 2 years, and I feel I need to stop and think so I can really focus the podcast in the direction that's really helpful to you. That it will be really helpful for you to be more productive, to be consistent with your habits and staying accountable to your action that allow you to fulfill your dreams in both personal and professional level. So if you are waiting for the next episode after this one in 2 weeks, most likely it won't be coming and I will be back in April. Things might change. As I said, I'm still not completed with my planning, but I just wanted to let you know. But I know if you will miss my voice, I just want to make it very clear that I may be taking break from the podcast, but I'm not taking break from coaching and from my amazing clients. So if you would miss my voice and if you feel you would want to kick off 2025 with me, you can actually book me. You can jump on a intro call with me and we can chat if having a coach by your side is your next step. So feel free to reach out anytime. And I'm also on LinkedIn. If we are not connected yet on LinkedIn, please do reach out because sometimes, usually on Fridays, I offer free sessions for the next week. Sometimes I have free spots on my calendar. And because I love coaching, I was like, okay, this is a free spot. Why not to offer it for free so people can experience how powerful and helpful coaching can be. Have wonderful Christmas. Have wonderful December and January. I hope it will play out for you in the way you want it. And I will talk to you soon.